This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good evening. I am making this video voice over in the evening. And the scene in front of me is last year, I had some leisure time. I visited Meta, Facebook Meta office. It's very strange. I do not feel there is a warmth. There is this chaleur. There is this feeling of touchness, cozy. No, it does not have. Anyway, I am using the video footages to do this voiceover. So. I got one friend request, and he or she, they say that, can you give me some advice? I am starting a new job, but I am scared. I'm afraid that I cannot do things right, or maybe I will get fired. So what is your thought? And originally I was not very much in the mood of doing this video. How do I explain it? Sometimes when questions suddenly come up and you are not in that particular mood, you are not feeling the feeling, and you speak out something may not be authentic. It's not that I do not regard this question. It's that I take it serious. I want to present something more authentic, and I do not have a feeling of authenticity to speak it. At that moment, do I explain myself? So, I was not preparing to talk about it. And then I suddenly start to the ideas start to come. I become accustomed to it, or I get into the mood of talking about it, not for you, but for myself. Because I do feel that feeling of scared. I have been doing teaching for more than 15 years. I have been working for 40 years, 30 years. And every time when I start a new day, when I start a new week, when I start a new project, when I start something new, or when I just start another day, I feel scared. And I heard a lot of friends say that, Haiying, you should not be scared of things. If you always feel scared, this is not right. This is not normal. But this is a part of my character, I think. And I live with it. I deal with it. And this is part of my life. And... I whenever something is happening, I feel that stress. I feel that pressure. And I just get nervous, get scared. So now I start to think tomorrow, today is the first day. And I finished well. The first day of going back to school, I finished well. And I'm happy with it. I went to school and I met other teachers. And the teacher making a joke or crack something interesting. Well, teacher's way to encourage each other. Teachers, we are also afraid of going back to work. And when I had my children going back to work, they were scared. And then I tell them, don't be scared. Teacher is even more scared or even more not willing to go back to work. So do not worry. Just think about it. Just use a common sense and share with other people. Just understand nobody is completely ready. And nobody is happy and willing to pump up right in to work after a long vacation. I heard a lot of friends say, or colleagues say, oh, mais je suis crevé, and I am tired, I just fly back. And another person fly back last night, and I had student came back from Asian from another country very far away on Friday or Saturday. Everyone is exhausting themselves during the vacation. And I said to my student, if you are tired, relax yourself. I will not give you a harsh job. I will not give you too much, you relax. If you need to sleep, you can you can just feel comfortable and sit on the table not doing anything. I'm okay with it. And with such an attitude in class, I am not giving my student much pressure. I made I made an explanation what we are going to do, and students can choose to do what they want to do, and some does not have an idea what to do, and I did not give them trouble. They need time to come back, same as me, need time to come back to the state of working, my normal routine state. I need time to come back. And to my surprise, with my mediocre preparation, the class runs very well. And the students produced amazing artworks. I think one thing is because I didn't force. I didn't put pressure. And the students have the liberty to take the idea of the project, but doing things that according to themselves, the way of their way of drawing, the subject of their interest, and it came out so very amazing. I was really very, very impressed. So do not force yourself. Give yourself give yourself the mercy, the grace to be okay, to be not at the very best, to be yourself, to be your less than best self. It is okay. Maybe it is even better than force yourself, than push too much. Relax a little bit, or not struggle too much. Do I make any sense? Things will happen. And when you open up, give room for free spirit, it usually come out better than you expected. So that's today's lesson, and I am really very, very proud and impressed by it. So tomorrow will be another day, will be a new project, a new class starting. I am a little bit scared. I am a little bit stressed. But as long as I am here, I have a right to be myself. So come to you. If you start a new job, a reasonable boss will understand you are new. You will not do as good as a seasoned, experienced worker, right? And their expectation is according to your ability. So be yourself, to be as good as to be as good as yourself. And that is all you can do. And do not push yourself too much to be an unauthentic self. If you push too much, your boss may view you as a person better than your ability, and then will adjust his expectation according to your inflated ability, and then you will be forced to stretch yourself all the time, and that is not healthy, right? Your boss paid you a new employee's salary. He didn't pay you a seasoned, experienced worker's salary, right? So do whatever you deserve, whatever he deserves, right? And that's it. If your boss does not understand this. And there are chances that people are not so kind, right? If your boss do not understand it and cannot treat you with respect, then this job is not your job. It's not sustainable. Look for another job. Then look for another job. Find something new. And make your life livable. A lot of time we are afraid of losing job, but if you already have one job, you will know that you are a person of value. You can sell low yourself, but not too low. If that job make you so uncomfortable, even if it pays a good salary, still it is selling you, sell yourself low, lower than your dignity, lower than your comfort, then it may not be worthy. You have value. It is hard for me to say it at 60 years old. I am afraid of losing my job. I am afraid of losing my comfortable situation. That I have been living this way for 60 years and I am afraid of change. But maybe because that uncomfortableness is still not yet reaching to the balance, reaching to the point to tip the balance. I am just thinking that you know that you are for it or not, and find a way to discharge your burden, to let out some of your inner things, like making a comment and asking other people to talk about it. Well, there will be people not talking about it because they would not like to give free advice, or maybe because there are people not in a particular mood, but reaching out, speaking out is the first step to get things done, and you are in the right direction. Your value is more than live a compromised life. Do not live a compromised life. Do I make any sense? Thank you. Very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Goodbye. Bye. It's the middle of the night. I am going to sleep. My sangha is sangha, so sleepy. Oh, crevé, je suis.